Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Proverbs 30, verses 7 through 9. That's our prayer today. This is a prayer of a guy named Agur, and here's what he says. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Here are the two things. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. I'm sure you've heard of the best-selling prayer of Jabez. It's a book about an honorable man in the Old Testament who cried out to God, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. We like prayers like that, don't we? More influence, more impact, more opportunity. But I doubt you've heard the prayer we looked at today, the prayer of Agur. I have thought about writing a book about it, but I'm doubtful publishers would touch it. Agur was a simple man with two simple yet powerful requests. First, he prayed for integrity. He did not want to live a life of duplicity. Notice he didn't pray, God, please help me tell the truth. He prays that God will keep opportunities from falsehood far away from him, out of his reach. He prayed that God would keep him from temptation and sin. And then second, Agur prayed for just enough, not too much, lest pride and self-sufficiency overtake him, not too little, lest he be tempted to steal food for his family. He prayed for that balance between dependence and desperation. He didn't want a full barn so he could eat, drink, and be merry. He prayed for daily bread. Daily bread kept Agur thankful to God for today's provision and dependent on God for tomorrow's. So here's some talking points. Ask God to give you the courage to pray Agur's prayer. Thank God for today's provisions and ask God to give you help looking to him for tomorrow's blessing. So Heavenly Father, please keep us thankful and dependent. In Jesus' name, amen. And if we can pray for you about anything, just email your request to ronmoore@ronmoore.org. ronmoore@ronmoore.org.